Well, the original vision came as a result of Tony Hoare and Robin Milner discovering that there'd been a Grand Challenge meeting in the United States, and I think Tony actually went to it. And on reflection, they decided that it was a good mechanism for persuading researchers to try to think beyond the horizons that they normally think about. And that is quite difficult to do because of all the pressures of funding and promotions and tenure and all that kind of thing, which require people to get publications on a regular basis and tends to rule out speculative long-term research. So I think that's partly what they were trying to do. I was very pleased when they did it because I'd been trying for a long time to do this in connection with my own work and getting very little response. A lot of papers were being rejected and grant proposals were being rejected, and because they didn't have the normal format. So I think it's very good that they're trying to encourage a lot more people to think in the long term. Is that the sort of, does that answer your question?